B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
When we talk about Philadelphia, I love this city. I talked about it in the beginning of the show. And I do. That includes the surrounding area. Now, I love the city itself. There's something about that, the city. And I do. I love it, man. I want it to flourish. I want it to be, to unite. Like, we were, it's true, we're a first city. We understand what life is here. We've been exposed to one another. This isn't the South. I want us to be different. I really do. Because I know what's inside of us. I know that this town is strong. I think about it. That the last call, God bless him. I think he said it. He said he missed something there. He didn't get what I was talking about with the Super Bowl thing. And it wasn't even a sports thing. It was more of a unity thing. That's what my whole thing today has always been about, unity and the connection that we really have inside of us. It's innate in all of us, the connection to one another, to the need to want to connect. We have a need deep down to connect with each other. We've all come from different places. We've all had our different hardships, some worse than others, case in point. And I want this city to flourish.
Yeah. And I mean that's the big one, right? Like, it's easy to be united when everything's great in the world, like when the Eagles win the Super Bowl, right? But it's when stuff like this happens, and clearly, you know, the African American community is angry and they're tired of it, right? Like, and now this is the big test to be unified, where it's, all right, yeah, you know, this, it's not all great because the Eagles won the Super Bowl. No, this is a bigger deal.
But again, that was completely different of a...
Right, right.
It got completely skewed what I was talking about. I just happened to... It was... I'm looking at the west side of Chester Street, right? And I'm going, oh my God, the last time all those people were together, everybody was hugging.
Right.
Right? And then if you go deeper into it, nobody sees anything but green, right?
Like, yep.
It's the capability is inside all of us. You know, again, we all have, no matter where you come from, right? Unless you're, you know, privileged. No matter where you come from, you know, my people come from, you know, the farms and the poverty of southern Italy. Right? They get picked on by the people of their own country from the north. Your people come from a very difficult, oppressed country.
Yep.
That's been conquered over and over again. In the teeth of Russia. I mean, people come from different places that have hardships. Now, again, just because people endure doesn't mean they know how to endure what's transpiring now. And that's transpired forever. As witnessed by our caller, Jim, who was 84 years old and who has seen racism, bigotry for his 84 years on the earth. We had a caller to start the show. Carl. You remember Carl Tunis?
Yep.
Who talked about, you know, that fear of leaving the house every day. And maybe it's the last time, that fear of, that feeling of being hunted is an awful, awful feeling that no one should have to endure in this country. No one should feel that way. And when the discourse happens and you hear people say that, you should automatically, that's where your empathy kicks in and goes, nah, it shouldn't happen. You shouldn't have to deal with that.
Right.
You shouldn't have to feel that way. Not in 2020. Not June 1st, 2020. I mean, that should not ever happen. Let's go to John. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, John.
Hello?
Hey, John.
Yo, what's up? Anthony, how you
doing, buddy?
I'm okay. How was your weekend?
You know, like everybody else's.
Yeah. I'm sitting up here. I'm building a treehouse for my kids. I got my little girl, Charlie, who you talked to about a week ago. Say hi to Uncle Anthony.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. What a beautiful voice.
Yeah, she's a cutie.
God bless her.
Hey, I wanted to talk about a couple of things. You said something that hit the nail on the head about respecting our elders. My wife and I were just talking about that a few days ago. I don't know what has gone on with these kids today and respect, but I'll tell you one thing. It all starts in the home. And there is a quote by Mother Teresa that says, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family. And that, first of all, I'm still like in tears from Jim. I could sit and listen to him for hours also. I want to hold accountable that police officer's boss for not seeing the signs and getting rid of him. And I haven't heard anybody blame the boss yet. I mean, I'm not 100% blaming him. However, he has a history.
Yeah.
And you know what? When I saw his mugshot, I could just tell right away and see the hate in his eyes. And this change can start with getting rid of the bad cops. And there are some bad cops out there. There are a lot of great cops out there too. But when we can get rid of the bad cops, I mean, this is like the number one racial problem we have in this country now. And you know what, Anthony? Racism is never going to go away because blacks hate white. White, it's never going to go away. However, we can take away the innocent people that are getting killed by these cops.
Yeah, I mean, it's so deep-rooted, and it's so systemic that it goes well behind, you know, beyond that. But I, John, I hear where your heart is, man, and Johnny, God bless you. You go build that treehouse, and you put a smile on that little girl's face, and, you know, and just remember what's in your heart. With people, it goes beyond a lot of things. It's systemic. It's really economical. Let's go to Joe. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Joe?
Hey, man. What's up, cuz? What's going on?
My main man. What's happening?
Joe, I'm just getting into the conversation. You know what, cuz? I think that, and, you know, everybody knows the African American plight in America. You know, and knows what African Americans is going through and things like that. Definitely the shoes that, you know, in the last 200 years, you probably 300 years or so, you wouldn't want to step into, you know, it was probably better 1,000 years ago for a black person in the world. But even when you talk about walking in other people's shoes, like I learned even stuff from like The Godfather and Gangs of New York. I remember in The Godfather when Michael Corleone, when he thought he was a lily white guy, and he thought he was doing it in the world, and he went and helped the senator. And the senator didn't want to be nowhere around his people, didn't even want to shake his hand, kept calling him Carl Malone and everything else besides his last name. And he was playing like, this ain't this Italian
Carl Malone.
Carl Malone. I know he just kept messing with just very different.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
And he was complaining about the food. He said he put ketchup and crackers on everything, calling it Italian food and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you let ignorance. And like, even the gangs in New York, it chills. Even without slavery, if you bring bunch of people over to a country on boats with no education, no communication skills, and poverty, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, it became the gangs, but what the government did back then is they cleaned it up. I mean, projects were never built for black people. Whether you go to Chicago, New York, the projects were built for white people. And the government, you know, they had to put in GI Bill. They made education available and ready in these communities and things like that. And the problems went away. I mean, I really think it's a problem that's deep. I mean, if you learn how to vote, you learn how to do things like that, this country can tilt other ways and things like that. I've seen other ways.
I will say this, though, Joe, because you live in West Philly.
Yeah.
And this problem goes back, becomes economical when it goes back to redlining black neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah.
So you couldn't get loans.
No,
so
not at all.
The property value, you're already starting behind the eight ball.
I remember when I was a kid in Southwood, I used to watch the news in South Philly, and I used to see the Italian girls spitting the cops. They had their gold earrings and everything going, and FBI men forever bothering Italians. I've seen, it's not at certain increments. You see this thing go through everybody. Like I said, like you said, it's like a divide. But they can't divide it. I mean, you got to sew it all together. It's intricate, but we definitely do have to sew it all together. I mean, it wasn't, you know, a lot of people racists had these feelings. I remember, I really thought, I'm a little guy, I'm like, FBI, I mean, forever bothering Italians. You know, I'm just like 10 years old, watching TV, what is this, you know? And I see the cursing, the spitting, the throwing things at the cops and all that. I've seen, you know, it's deeper than a lot of people think, but it definitely can't be, like you said, you can't let it separate us.
No, because, Joe, and it's why I love Philadelphia, right?
Yeah.
Because there's a connection with us.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were raised around with diversity. The city's guys diversity,
right.
You know, and there's always, I don't know, you feel that connection, don't you?
Like, oh, yeah. I mean, when I was little,
you connect
kid,
with old people.
Everybody loved Dr. J so much when I was a little kid. I sit there, you hear it. Like, I mean, certain people were like, God, they were beyond racism and all those kinds of things like that. So
that's a great scene. And do the right thing. So the brother's racist, right?
Wow.
And then Spike Lee Mookie goes, well, who's your favorite basketball player? He's like Magic Johnson. Who's your favorite? You know, whatever. And everybody's black, right?
What?
And it shows you, but it's funny how you connect with, you don't even realize how you connect with people.
Exactly.
And same thing with black people. You go, oh, what's your favorite actor, movie, whatever it is.
Exactly. Like black people, when we watch every movie white people watch. Like, it ain't no,
right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. There's white people you admire. There's white people that you love. It goes both ways. And that shows you that it's inside of us that we want to connect.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's human. We're just human at the end of the day.
Exactly. And then, listen, you see the plight, and you have, you know, Mexican people coming in and.
Exactly.
What they deal with. I mean, it's.
Exactly.
I hear you, man. It's such a big subject, and it's.
Yeah.
It's tough, man. It really is tough. It really is. And your heart goes out because, like, I heard this guy. Joe, when I heard call this morning go, you know, I can't walk out of my house and feel safe. Like, that's just not right.
Oh, yeah, it's not right at all. I mean, that's just what it is. Sometimes you don't want to get pulled over without witnesses. You don't want the cop to stop you without people being around. You know, I mean, just subconsciously. Isn't it? Yeah. That's the subconsciously the first thing you think. Is, you know what I mean? But,
Joe, I always love
America is empathy stages. We're empathy country. We're only 300 years old. Yeah, I mean, it's been a civilization that belongs for thousands of years, Bill. You know what I mean? And we, you know, we don't have a 47th president or whatever, whatnot. You know what I mean? You know, so we're a baby country. You know what I mean? We're still a baby. You know what I mean? We got a ways to go.
Hopefully, I get you, Joe.
Listen,
I love talking to you, man. You know that.
We've
talked for years, man. You know, so just
definitely,
watch yourself and be safe. All right, brother?
All right, brother. You too.
It's so, you know, part of doing this job is, Andrew, you found this out. But part of doing the job, and for doing as long as I've done it so far, is that the real gift is connecting with people, right? Like, I've talked to Joe for a long time, man. Like, since before my kids were born, you know?
Yeah, and you build relations with them, right?
Before I was married, yeah.
Talking to them all the time.
Right, you know. It's amazing. And sometimes I step back and I go, wow, yeah, we've been talking for a long time. And all your experiences and, yeah. Anyway. Yeah, and it's the great gift. It's why, you know, the art of expression, local expression, is the lifeblood of talk radio.
Yeah. It's beautiful being able to, you know, and once you eventually meet him in person, right?
It's awesome. I'm way better at expressing my thoughts in print than I am verbally. And except in print, it's such a cold medium, right? When you say it, there's inflection. There's a pulse behind it. There's, you know, could be a warmth behind it if it's something that's good. Yeah. And look, you know, who's the star of the day? Today, Mr. Jim was the star of the show.
Yep. Rightfully so.
Right? 84 years old. He was terrific. Let's go to Kevin. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Kev?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How you doing, Kev?
I'm really nervous. I listen to you guys every day. And we have a mutual friend, Mike Sack, here. You've met me before.
I love Sack. Yes.
Yeah, he's a great guy. We're going to... did you guys see the 30 for 30 Friday Night Roy Halladay and the one with Alex Smith?
I didn't, no.
Okay.
Andrew, you know, you saw the doc one, right?
Yes, the Roy Halladay one, yeah. Very, it was heavy.
Yeah. Did you see the Alex Smith one, Andrew?
I did not, but I know the stories had, like, what, like 30-plus surgeries and...
Yeah, I'm an amputee. In 2008, I had, you know, I was a college basketball coach in South Jersey, and I had my leg amputated in 2008, and I know what a baseball guy you are, Andrew. I have a Phillies prosthetic leg because it happened in July. I get out of the hospital. I would get up 9 o'clock, listen to the end of the... Anthony would be on with Glenn. I'd listen about the Phillies. Yeah. Now, you guys were Chickies and Pete's all year. Now, I moved to Garnet Valley to take care of my mother. And I wanted to come down on Fridays and see you guys. Because I'm not someone who, like, calls and...
Sure, yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah, go ahead.
I'm very nervous right now. I'm sorry.
Don't be nervous. Again, you know, we're just, you know, two buddies that you're talking to.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, I met you before, Ant. You're a great guy. Andrew, you guys were doing a show in the summer, and Andrew was saying about, like, how he would get his American Legion gear, and it was like a big day. Because I'm a gearsman, too. Like, I'm a sneakerhead. I have all kinds of Jordan stuff. I have about
do me a favor. Just do me a favor, though. What's on your mind today? Because I want to get to how you're feeling today.
I'm just upset because... People should be outraged about what happened, but it's not like two wrongs make a right. You know, I'm an amputee, and people would tell me, like, how I should, you know, they're like, do you jump out of airplanes and stuff like that? I'm like, no, why would I do that? And then they're like, do you golf? I'm like, nah. I just wanted to go back to school and go back to coaching college basketball and go to the gym, and that's what I did. I'm not black. I don't, you know, I've never walked in their shoes, so I don't judge people. I was just watching today, you know, last night I was watching the news and stuff, and it's like, why are we tearing apart our neighborhoods? You know, and it's not just black people doing it, it's white people doing it, you know, with the Targets and
you can't lose sight of the protest, and there are some people who are, you know, opportunists and will try to,
and there's hit the nail on the head.
Divide and all that stuff. But the bottom line is, and just the feeling, see, this is something that you have your own cross to bear, right?
Right, exactly.
But what you don't know and what I don't
know.
It's
what someone else is crossing.
Exactly, and you don't know how deep-rooted, when you feel like you can't walk outside your house, all that stuff, and then you put a pandemic, and then you put, economic, all kinds of economic despair on top of that, you got a powder keg, right?
Yeah, and that's the point I'm trying to get at. I'm so nervous I can't even articulate my feelings. The day after Christmas, Andrew's doing a show by himself, and there's a guy who called in, and he was morbid about the Eagles-Giants, and Andrew tried cheering him up. He goes, well, how was your Christmas? And the guy goes, it sucked. I knew how he felt because I was just coming from the hospital. My mom told me she had 2 weeks to live because she had staffing. And it sent me a new tailspin. It was I'm the last surviving member of my family. And I was left very well off. And I was drinking uncontrollably.
I am so sorry for you. I mean, you expressed yourself wonderfully, all right? But I just got to run, so I'm not trying to rush you off, but...
Next time you guys are remote, I got some gear for you, and I got some stuff for little Aunt and little Ma.
Oh, that's like very sweet. We appreciate that, bro. Thank you, man. We appreciate that. We appreciate the call. I've been trying to give people a little bit of leeway today in their conversations. So we're allowing a little bit more freedom than we normally do with the length of phone calls because I think it's an important discussion, but... We can't be unwieldy. So we got to kind of stick to where the discourse is. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975 is how you join us. It's because radio with the Chunis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's talk a little bit about DraftKings, shall we? That's right. You think you know who's going to win UFC 250 this weekend? Put your money where your mouth is and place a bet on the winner with DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Betting on MMA is easy. You just pick one fighter per matchup. Or you can parlay fights within the card. You can even bet which round the fight will end or how it will end. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use code FANATIC. For a limited time, all new users... Get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code FANATIC. Get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook Casino. Got to be 21 or older, Pennsylvania. Only in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Up to $500. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
Welcome back, 128. Cuz Radio with the Chunis. Hang it out. What a day. It's a beautiful day outside, and I think by and large the discourse has been very good today. I think there's it's cathartic to talk it out. I think that's important, and I think that's what we provide here as a town hall. I think it's important.
Yeah, it's been a lot of great conversation today. A lot of good talk and, a lot of good listening and hopefully a lot of good learning for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, just food for thought, right?
Right.
Gives you a chance to hear and listen. And I think, one of the things that African-Americans want is just to be heard. Like, listen.
Yeah.
Right? Listen to us. Listen to what we've been saying. Let's go to Sly in West Philly. Sly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, my man?
Yo, Sly.
How are you, buddy? Doing?
You safe, man?
Yeah, you know. I'm hanging.
So, wait, they took you off the... Are you driving the bus or no?
Yeah, I'm still driving, but I'm off today.
Yeah, because I don't know if they suspended the line or not.
They suspended it last night, but I'm off on Sundays and Mondays, so I wouldn't have had to work anyway. But, you know.
How you holding up?
Doing what I got to do, man. You know what I mean? Driving with mask on and doing everything I have to do to survive, man. You know. But, yeah, my take on this current situation, and look, I've been knowing you for a long time. I consider you like a friend.
Yeah.
We go back a long way. And I'm not anti-cop. I had two uncles that was cops. My one uncle, he was the guy that got me my first job. He ended up his career in the FBI. Certainly not anti-white or anything like that. I judge everybody as an individual. You prove to me that you're a good individual. That's how I look at things. But I don't know too many black men that haven't had situations with the police where, you know, where they haven't been stopped, harassed, or whatever by the cops. I had a situation. I was like 14 or 15 years old. I live next door to my grandparents, and both of my parents was in the hospital. My mom was sick and my dad had got hurt. So I'm going to see them. And I'm a Catholic school kid, you know what I mean? I'm not in no kind of trouble or nothing. Yeah. I go, you know, I'm going to see them leaving my grandmother's house. Two cops pulled over next to me as I'm walking down the street. And they stopped me and they said, hey, you know, where you going, this, that, and the other. I'm like, hey, look, I'm getting ready to go see my parents. They said some thug guy got killed in the neighborhood. They said, hey, such and such got killed, and we think you might have something to do with it. They handcuffed me, put me next to the police car. Now, everybody in the neighborhood know I'm a basketball player. I'm a Catholic school kid. I don't get involved in that. You know, I'm not in no kind of trouble or whatever.
Yeah, I know. It's why you and I relate.
Right. And so at that point, everybody in the neighborhood is starting to gather. They got my grandmother to come outside because they like, well, wait, why y'all stopping him? He don't do nothing. Right. So a riot's getting ready to happen. Because they got me handcuffed. So it's like, so my grandparents are like, hey, man, well, we're going to follow you wherever y'all going to take them. So they get nervous. They put me in the car. They're like, where you going? I said, well, I'm going to the hospital to go visit my parents. So they said, well, we're going that way, too. And they took me down there. But my grandparents followed the car because at that time, police were known to beat confessions out of people. So they like, we going to follow them. I went down to the hospital. I go there. It's some guy shot up in this thing. So it's legit. And they let me go. And I went to see my parents. But that's the kind of stuff that happened. There was no cause for them to arrest me or have me in handcuffs or anything. But those are the things that happen. But I've never let that affect my view of people, the police, or whatever. I still look at people as an individual, and I still look at that situation like, okay, I can't judge every cop or whatever by that.
Well, you'll remember this too. You remember they changed the color of the police car?
Yeah, because the police cars were blue. They were red, then they were blue. And then they turn white.
Right, but they were red. The first one they were red, the red car. And people used to be afraid of the red car.
Yes.
And that was very real in black neighborhoods.
Yeah, it was very real. And the thing about it is you've always had situations where we always had our reservations about the police. But like I said, I live on all sides of the fence, so I know that situation, I cannot define all cops.
Exactly. Hey, you know what? You're exactly right, because Sly, you know and I know that there are a lot of really good cops that are in neighborhoods. And, like, they're, you know, they're working-class people that look at, that don't have hate in their heart, right? These guys, that's a tough job because there are a lot of criminals.
And it's a hard job. And
in the city, white, black neighborhood, doesn't matter. You got crime, you know?
Yeah, the only thing about that, though, Ed, is when you know there's bad cops there, you can't do everything that you're going to do to defend them. And that's the problem. If you've got a union, and, like, this cop had 18 complaints.
Right.
You're not supposed to have
right
that. You're not supposed to have that job if you got that many complaints. Yes. Obviously, you're a problem. So you can't put all your resources into defending a bad cop when you know he's bad. That's the problem. That's the problem that blacks have.
I agree with you. Yeah, no, listen, and that's a great point. Sly, listen, I love you, man. You know that?
Love you too, man.
And God bless your family, man.
And Moss, man.
Thank you, brother.
They good? Your kid's good?
You know what's funny? I'm staring at them right now. They're the greatest little boy, you know.
Yeah, you met both of my sons, so you know we both got two sons. My sons are older and all that kind of stuff, but you met my son Jordan that called you a few times. You met my other son, so... You know, like Kendrick's parents, man.
Yes.
That's how I look at
Yes. They're great young men, man.
Yeah.
Great young. God bless you, brother.
Yeah, you too, man. And stay safe, man. You know, because we still got this pandemic going.
I know.
So many things going on. People forget about that stuff. You know what I mean? So you try to, I'm just trying to survive, man, trying to be safe and hopefully with you and yours and Chillness and everybody, man. Hopefully you guys stay safe out there.
Thank you, Sly.
Hey, man, you know I love you, man.
Love you too, brother. You are without a doubt, babe. And Sly's right. Thanks, brother. We are forgetting that there is a pandemic. Please, God, there's not another spike.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Oh, I know. I mean, you forget sometimes. Well, stuff going on, you forget. And all these factors contribute to everything. But man, what a terrible 6 months it's been. What a tough 6 months, man. 2020 has been. Maurice in Overbrook, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Maurice.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
How you doing, Maurice?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing okay considering. You know, my mom always had the same, right? If you know better, you do better. And we can't really go back in time. And so many of us may have had some thoughts or ideas that weren't okay. But so instead of going back in time, this is the perfect opportunity for us to teach our kids and those younger than us, like, what it is we're supposed to do in these situations and then kind of know exactly what it is that they're fighting up against, right? Like, the death is like, it was the final straw, right? Like, that's, everybody can see that that's wrong, but I think that's a harder conversation to have because you don't expect your kids to do that. Something that was a little closer to home for me was the situation with the bird watcher and the lady in the park.
Oh, that was horrible. Know? Yeah.
And for me, the issue was that there's this underlying message and this feeling where she knew if I make this call and I give them this addition, if I say he's an African-American man, all of a sudden, this call means a little bit more coming from me. And those are the kind of conversations that need to happen with our kids because those are the thoughts and the feelings that then lead to the police officer with the knee on the neck.
Yeah. In case people don't know the story, there was a black man who was a bird watcher. He had glasses. I mean, come on. I mean, this guy was like... All he was doing was out there watching birds. And this white woman, they got into an argument, and she was filming it, and she calls the police. There's a black man staring at me. Blah, blah, blah. It was awful. I mean, it was an awful situation.
He said he's attacking me.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And like, that poor guy. I don't think that poor guy. I'm going, you got to be kidding me with this guy. Like, you're going to paint this guy out to be some horrible human being? It was awful. But you're right. The fact that the way she said it, You're right. That's egregious.
Yeah, and I have hope too, because of the technology we have. Like I'm young. I'm only 35, but I'm old enough to have grown up without cell phones and right. that kind of technology. And there were conversations that my parents had with me before I left out the door. You know, I'm a young black man. It's an uncomfortable conversation, but if you get stopped by the police, this is what you do. If, you know, if this thing happens, if you see something going over here, this is how you manage. And there were active conversations because we knew, but not everybody knew that these things are happening. But I think now people can see it and they know that it's happening. And so I think it makes it easier to have a conversation because you can pull up a video and talk specifically about the video and be objective. It doesn't have to be like this, right. you know, like the scary demon. I don't know. It's like, right. here's this real thing we can talk about, you know? Yeah. So I'm just, that's my course of action.
Yeah. No, it's, you're right on, man. No, it's good stuff. And I truly, now, man, I could be naive, honestly, Maurice, but I like to believe that, you know, we all have, most of us have goodness in our heart and understand, you know, what's wrong.
Yeah, and people do because people, everybody is kind to someone. Like, you have the ability to be kind. You just have to make sure that that kindness you give to your friends or the people who look like you, you just give to everybody. Like, it's not a new skill. You just use the skill more places.
It's not a new skill. That's great. Oh, my God. Listen, watch yourself, Maurice, all right? I appreciate you calling, man.
Not a problem. You guys, man, stay safe.
God bless you. Take it easy. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 146. It's been a very interesting, enlightening show and good discourse, which is what we hoped. Today's about listening. Tunis and I, about listening, right?
Yes, and it's just good to hear perspective like that. From you know, all walks of life, right? You know, the Mr. Jim, 84 years old, right? It's great to hear all kinds of perspectives. It's funny, and all that stuff.
It is, and it's funny because I relate to Sly. Like, so I can see he's Catholic school kid, ball right. player, right? Like, good kid. Listen, see, part of the thing, like, you grew up in town, you're in the city, and listen, it's tough, man. There's like, you know, stuff goes on.
Yeah.
Right? Stuff goes on. Like, real stuff goes, especially back then when Sly's talking about.
Right.
Yeah, real things going on. Real troubles and real stuff. You know, a lot of nasty things are going on. And you can see, and I can see Sly was good kid, ball player, Catholic school kid, you know, no trouble whatsoever. And that's why when you know, he's forced to have cuffs on him, you know, everybody comes out and goes, hey, well, wait a second. This kid is a good kid. You got to right. leave him alone. You know, that's important. That's an important thing. And it's you know, that's life in Philadelphia, like, you know, it takes you back to your childhood, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, really, it does. And, you know, I think this has been a very productive show today. I really do. Just the way the stories that we've heard, whether it's stories or just opinions, or and it's been heartfelt. right? Yeah, you've mentioned it a couple of times when a call has ended. Right, that's all from your heart.
Yeah, I mean that's all. That's what needs to happen. At the very least, it provides a release for people. It's a little bit cathartic just talking about your own plight. Let's go to Tony. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Tone.
Hey, Anthony. Hey, Tunis. How you guys doing?
What's up, buddy? How you feeling?
Oh, man, we doing great. Man, I want to first start out, since you allowed us to have a little bit of more, you know, the more liberty, is thanking the entire Fanatic family. We're talking about the broadcast, the producers, the stat guys, the people that work in the office. You guys have done a phenomenal job of not only staying on the air, but letting the people talk. A few weeks ago, I tip my hat to you, man, because this is not easy. What's going on out here in the street is not easy. It's not easy to talk about. It's not easy to live in, around, or even under everything that's going on. But I want to tip my hat to the entire Fanatic family for just keeping it real, but also holding it down. I just got points to make,
sure,
and one question to ask you.
Yeah.
We live in a society now where we have the lawmakers become the lawbreakers. We have those who serve and protect decide to serve and not protect. And then we have injustice becomes the end of justice. You mentioned something very, very important a couple of calls ago about a connection. You as a father know that if you ever lost a connection between you and your two sons, we got trouble. And we're looking at a situation where we're either focused on, I mean, just a few weeks ago, we were talking about, are we going to have basketball or football?
Yeah.
In the whole spectrum of the pandemic, mostly said, I just want to watch a football game. I want to watch a football game.
Right.
Then Mike showed up. Then, you know, Kaepernick was being heard talking. The other athletes are speaking out more. They feel more empowered. They speak without fear of their job. But you mentioned something very important, Anthony, and I want you to really just elaborate on this for just a minute, if you can, about this connection. Because when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, man, we was lined up on Brewer Street arm and arm.
I know.
It matter what you smell like, what you look like, what you were dressed like.
Right. And you know, it came from the heart, Tone. Like,
yes.
Nobody see anything. Like, you didn't see, you just saw a person, an Eagle fan, right? Like,
there were homeless
anything.
People out there. There were homeless people.
Exactly.
That you would step over on any given day, arm in arm.
Right.
Celebrating a victory.
Right.
Because we had a connection. What you said, it speaks volumes when you said about this connection. When you speak about your sons and your family, you speak about that connection. That when that connection is broken, nobody is listening, nobody's talking, nobody's thinking, nobody's feeling. And me, as a career electrician, knows what happens when the connection is broken.
Oh, that's...
And it's
what a great analogy.
Oh, man, it's amazing when you got an 84-year-old dude and a 20-year-old dude talk about their experiences, and they're all connected by that one connection. Like you said, it's from the heart. Once again, man, I want you to just, if you can, just speak a little bit more on this connection. And once again, I want to just commend the Fanatic family.
Our purpose, right, is to be the town hall, right? Like, we're Philadelphians. We gather around here, you know?
You know good well, this is unprecedented, what you guys are talking about now. Because had the pandemic never happened and sports was going on, it'd be a whole different conversation.
Yeah, although, and Mr. Jim was right, though. It, because of the events that happened.
Yeah.
We're forced to talk about it. He's right.
No doubt about it. Because what you're doing right now is you're trying to connect again. You're trying to make that connection again.
Yeah.
And like I said before, and you're allowing the people to just connect.
I think that's where you got to start, right? Like, that's how you build a bridge.
Yeah, man. But I mean, one time, though, a couple of weeks ago, you was on flames. And it is so funny because, ironic, all your callers were calling to ask you, are you all right? They're like, hey, you all right? you all right? Because that's when the millionaires and the billionaires were going back and forth.
Oh, with the baseball.
Yeah. Man, you was on fire.
Yeah, they were crazy. I mean, well, yeah, I was crazy, Tony.
Oh, man.
Because I was sticking baseball. The owners and the players, the hell with them. Listen, God bless you, man. Appreciate it, brother.
Dave, look, man, just talk about that connection for me just a little bit.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt, bro. Thank you. Yeah, I just brought up those moments because it was the west side of Chestnut Street, and I was on the west side of Chestnut Street when the Eagles won it, and then, of course, the parade. I mean, you just saw people look at one another and with love, with love, hugging, kissing, passing a bottle around. I mean, nobody saw anything. I mean, it was everybody. I mean, everybody. And it's there for us. It's inside us. And that's the only thing I was talking about. Don't forget, Mike Missinelli shows up next. And our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, elbow, shoulder conditions. Go to PhiladelphiaHandAndShoulderCenter.com. First of all, I want to thank everybody that called in today. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And I love the discourse. We'll have it all week long. Have a great day. Be safe, please, everybody. And just connect, would you? Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.